If you enjoy listening to adventure stories, then you should visit thedihedral.com. You will find stories from other members of the community and read about climbing, life, and the outdoors. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's connect and climb on!
Climb on!
Hello, everyone. This is Carrot welcoming you to another episode of the Dihedral Podcast Presents Anything But Climbing. Our guest today has been climbing since he was just a kid. He's now a legend of the red who is continuously putting up hard routes all over the place. In September, he was able to tick his first V16 creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm not sure it's possible to put into words just how significant of a feat that is, other than to say that in the history of the world, it's only been done a handful of times by a handful of people. He's an absolute beast. He's known as the Planet Rock Paladin. And he's the pride of Ann Arbor, Michigan. We have a million questions today for our guest, but that'll have to wait for another time because today we're taking 15 minutes to chat with Dylan Barks about anything but climbing. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
It should be fun. And so all the listeners, if you don't know the theme of the show, we're taking 15 minutes to do exactly what we said. We're going to talk about anything but climbing. So our producer Gaia is going to be keeping track of time, calling us out if we mention climbing and cutting us off after 15 minutes. So Gaia, are you ready?
Yep.
Dylan, are you ready? All right, Gaia.
I'm very ready. Yep. Let's do it.
Start the clock. Okay. So Dylan, I thought for today's topic, we could chat about Dylan doesn't know what we're chatting about yet. I thought we could chat about dating. Maybe we could organize some ideas on what a good date would be
dating at
different stages of a relationship. So I'm kind of thinking you and I are providing a service for people who want to know what to do on dates. We can call it Dylan and Carrot's dating service. What do you think? You think this can work?
I think it could work. I don't know how valuable my advice might be. we will see, but, yeah, we can start our own service for sure.
We'll do our best. And yeah, I think that your warning is very justified. Please don't take our advice necessarily, unless it's great. Then of course send.
Yeah, maybe not like word for word. I guess yeah, with a grain of salt, maybe.
I like it. Well put. So here's what I'm thinking. I think we break down dates at different points of a relationship. So we'll start off with the first date. So let's say somebody comes up to us desperate with a need to plan a first date. I was hoping you could break down a good first date, how long it should be, what time of day, a location, and then maybe some conversation tips. So if you and I brainstorm a first date for some poor schmuck who asked for advice, I guess first, how long of a date do you think a first date should last?
I guess that's a tricky question to answer. I don't know. I really like, I'll be totally honest, the amount of like formal dates that I have been on is like not very many. But I can, I don't know, like thinking back, like I just got engaged actually. So I don't know, thinking back to our first date was like actually kind of a long time spent together, but I don't know. I feel like if I had a recommendation, I would say like choose something that is like where you can like communicate with each other. Like it's not just like sitting in a movie.
I agree.
And like also maybe something where you are spending time together, but there's no pressure to like have to communicate. So I don't know, like whatever you can like fit into that time. So maybe that is like, I feel like dinner and a movie would fit into that category, right? Because like you can conversate, but then also like you can spend time together, but you don't like feel the pressure to have to, I don't know. So that would be, you know, however long those two things take, I guess that would be my take on that.
Let's call it 4 hours. I feel like you got 2 hours of a movie, you go out to a place to eat, you get 2 hours.
Yeah, for dinner. 3 to 4 hours sounds like, yeah, I give that as a good ballpark.
All right. So I agree with you. I think that three to four is absolutely right.
We're on the same page there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we've got the time down. Are you thinking dinner and movie should be the what, or do you have some better ideas? Not that that's a bad idea.
I think that's a solid choice, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you could do, I suppose you could do any combo of those two things. Like you could do coffee and then maybe like an activity too, because I guess an activity, you can always talk about the activity. Like right. It's not just like, you don't just have to sit there face to face and like, I don't know, run out of something to say and be like, oh shoot.
Like, I agree.
100%. Yeah.
There's a
so reason. I guess you could do, you know, any sort of activity maybe that like, yeah, that like you can just focus on that instead of like having to just hold a conversation the entire time.
It's a formula that works, right? So let's say you do go to a movie. You now have something to talk about. Even in the worst case scenario, you can at least go over the movie.
You could at least talk about, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, just a common date, it seems to be a rare thing. But if somebody comes to us, I don't think we can steer them wrong with advising 3 to 4 hours, eat some food, drink some coffee, break down the movie. If you click, you click. But if you don't, you still saw a movie and got to eat. There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess there's always an upside to it. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. All right. So what about conversation tips? How far would you go with, you know, let's add a little context, a first date of somebody that you don't know well. I mean, do you tend to think that the conversation should stay on a really kind of, I wouldn't say boring, but a level that's not of the deepest? Or do you say go deep into the conversation on date number one?
I would say you probably have to feel it out. I don't know. I guess I like view any conversation, I guess it could be like a first date conversation, as like, you know, you start off with weather or I don't know, like something very like really small talky, but then eventually either the conversation is going to end or someone has to disclose like a more, you know, in-depth piece of information about themselves.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that's kind of like a tennis match. You're like, one person discloses a little something, you know, that, you know, maybe it's just like where you're from. And then, you know, it's, you know, the other person would probably disclose where they're from too. But then like, I don't know, maybe you follow that kind of like tennis match back and forth. And like, maybe eventually you do get down to like, I don't know, hopes and dreams and I don't know, or like some childhood problem or something, or maybe it just like stays fairly surface level. So I don't know. I guess like, I don't know. I always view things as like, just see where it like takes you. And like in the moment, if it feels like I want to tell this person this thing, then like, I would say go for it. But also if like, it doesn't feel like you want to tell them your whole life story, then you don't have to. Yeah.
I really like that you brought up weather, right? I think for a long time, it was one of those things where it's like, oh, how's the weather? It's cold out, or, you know, everybody mentions when it's cold. But weather today is a deeper topic, you know, like when you bring up weather to somebody, that can go into like questions of global warming, and you can find out people's interests on different matters like that.
That could be their passion too. I don't know. Yeah.
They
could be a meteorologist.
Exactly. All right. So I think we did it. We got dinner, a movie or whatever order you want, 2 to 3 hours, talk about, I don't know, surface level stuff and see where it goes. Definitely bring up the weather. Like you it could be their passion.
Yeah. So let's always say, start with the weather.
These people came to us, or this person came to us, and it was a success. We're going to say their date was amazing.
Sweet.
And a month later, they come back to us. They're nervous. They're just like, hey, we're doing our first like weekend trip together. We've made it there. Where do we recommend they go for a weekend? And what do we recommend they do? And I'm going to just let you pick the time of year. So if you're just like, you know, ideally they should be going skiing, then make it winter. If they should be going apple picking, you can make it fall. Whatever you want, you pick the season.
Yeah.
And then together we'll pick the date.
Interesting. I'd have to think. I guess there's like so many possibilities of like what a first trip can be. I suppose it like really depends on if you do have a common interest. That seems like a pretty surefire bet. 100%. So I guess there's like a first roadblock. Do you have a common interest? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, go do that. Like if you like to go skiing, you know, go to Vail for the weekend. I don't know. I guess if the answer to that question is no, then I would say pick, I don't know, go do something that neither of you have done that's like maybe, I don't know, maybe it's crazy. Like, I don't know, you go skydiving or something, yeah. Or like you go snorkeling in Florida. I don't know, something that like neither of you have done before. It would be like this kind of like exploration together. Yeah. That would be my take.
I agree with that too. I think number one, yeah. We'd ask our client, is there a common interest? If there is, go do that. Just kind of stepping away from the conversation. This is where if yeah. we were going to mention what we can't mention, I feel like this would be the spot that we did it. Be like, you know, take them to this place. But you're right.
Yeah.
Interest, skiing or whatever, do that. I think that would be a lot of fun. And if there's not, you don't want to be the one-sided person. Like, let's experience something new together, whether it's, like you said, snorkeling or.
Yeah, I feel like that could get you into like a tricky situation if like you take that person, you take them like, onto something that you're super passionate about or know a ton about and they know nothing. And that sounds like, I don't know, you're getting kind of, I don't know, preachy or know it all, or like, yeah. It's better just to go in probably like blank slate for the two of you.
I think a first date yeah. is really important, right? To see if you want a second date. And I think like, yeah. first weekend trip is kind of important too. Cause you know, let's say somebody's really, like you were saying, really psyched on like going camping and the other person just hates the outdoors. I think it's a deal breaker. I don't think there's a lot of relationships where somebody
right. can be
passionate. So yeah, I think it's a great place to have yeah. a conversation to find out what the interests are and, you know, maybe learn right. some stuff about yourself.
I guess that's something too, if like you have, you know, if you have a passion that, like that needs to be met. And if like, you know, the other person isn't okay with that, then maybe, I don't know, maybe that's a deal breaker too, but yeah. I guess that doesn't fit into, maybe that's the trip afterwards. Cause I guess that doesn't fit into our, I don't know, little paradigm we've created already.
All right. So I'm going to jump ahead. Everything worked.
Okay.
The weekend trip was amazing. We're now 4 years into this relationship. You know, things are going good. They're happy together, but it's a little yeah. bit monotonous. You know, they go to the same restaurants usually. They come back. They're like, hey, you hooked me up 4 years ago. I want to go on a date with my partner that's interesting. What do you think we should tell them to do?
See, I don't know. I might need your advice on this one too, because I feel like I would originally say, you know, pick something, you know, go do something that neither of you have done.
Yeah.
But I guess we already said that. So I don't know. I guess I feel like probably at that point, there's a lot of couples that always, I don't know, have come up with this list of things that they would like, I guess your bucket list, right? Or like stuff that you would like love to do. I don't know. And I feel like those things don't get done that often.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like those crazy ideas that, man, one day I would love to go do this or that. And so maybe this is the time that you like pluck one of those out of the hat and like you go do that. Like if you guys have always wanted to go
done,
I don't know, safari, I don't know, go take a safari or something. That's in it. Africa, then yeah. That's
the best yeah. idea. I have an unfair advantage yeah. being able to think about some of these questions ahead of time. Like Dylan just comes yeah. right out of the gun with these. That was a great idea. My idea was horrible.
Yeah, what was your idea?
I was kind of like where you first started. I was like, do something you've never done. And my mm-hmm. idea was to go to see like a luchador wrestling match at a swap meet somewhere. I'm like, I don't think anybody, well, I don't know about anybody, but most people probably haven't done that. I'm just like, that's something new. Go spice
no, it. I don't think that's not such a bad idea either. I mean, that's like, I don't know. That's not like, that's just like unconventional. And I bet like yeah. that would end up being like, super fun, because there's no way that the two of you could have ever
yeah
gone to a
I appreciate that. I mean, yours was,
before yours,
bucket list is the way to go. And if it happens that you're that seeing a luchador wrestling match is on your bucket list, everybody wins in that case.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So here's where things take a dark turn. They come back. It's been 8 years.
Okay.
They say, look. Thanks for all your advice for the first three dates that we came to you. I decided this isn't going to work for me. Like, we need to break up. What do you think is a good final date?
Oh, so this is after like three dates, you're saying?
So after the three recommendations we made. So we gave them recommendations on the first date. Great. It got them to the 1 month. Wonderful. Got them to 4 years.
Okay.
Now they're in yeah. 8 years.
Okay.
And it's not working. They know it. What would the final date recommendation be?
I would say that you got to go back to that first date, because I think on that first date you probably like created some like lasting memories, or like hopefully if you know you guys have a chance, then like there's something like special in like doing those first date activities, or going back to the same restaurant, or I don't know if you can see the same movie, or like whatever you guys did. Like I bet like going back and like reliving that experience, I don't know, maybe that brings up like the same kind of like luster that there was when you guys, you know, took your first date. Like
I love that.
That's where I would start, I guess.
I don't even have an alternative. Like that's the answer, right? You go back to the first date. If you know it's over, like don't be about it, go enjoy something. And like you said, I don't know if it's a scenario, but if there's a scenario where you're just like, man, what are we doing? Like, we don't want to break up. Let's try this again. Like that could be a
scenario. Exactly. Or take the first trip we recommended or something like that. Or I don't know. Yeah. Maybe do something that you guys did early on where like, I'm sure at a certain point you fell for this person. Like, do those activities that you like fell for each other. Cause like, maybe like life has changed to, you know, a crazy amount, and like, I don't know, maybe just like it's hard to keep doing those same things, so like reminding yourself like why you love like that person, then like it's probably a good idea.
I think that's brilliant. I am hearing that it's been 15 minutes, Dylan, so that's really? It time goes by fast. But our producer guy has a question.
There we go.
She's breaking all the rules.
I'm breaking all the rules for you, Dylan. Wait, no. Okay, so we're going to do like a plus 1 or 2 minutes, because given that Dylan only got engaged, let's say that these people come to you and say,
yes,
engaged. What are you recommending? What are your recommendations? And you can use personal anecdotes too as an example.
That's great. So are you asking like what recommendations to
for engagement?
Ask somebody to marry you? Is that
yeah, exactly. So I'm going to ask you to marry me, for example.
Okay.
Dylan, what do you recommend?
That's okay. Well, I guess if I can use myself as an example, I feel like I had, I feel like I had a couple like criteria that needed to be met. I guess like one of them was, I guess the main one is it needed to be in a beautiful spot, and it needed to be like in nature. So I guess those are kind of one and the same, but like, I don't know, I would say find your criteria that like, so, you know, maybe it needs to be in Italy or something, or like you feel like in your heart, like, man, I really need it to be this way. Then I would like, you know, find a couple scenarios that like meet those things. And then like, eventually you just got to like plan one and then go do it, you know? Or if like you need it to be like some, or you feel like you want it to be some like huge surprise or something, then figure out how to do that. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Find your criteria and like, check those boxes and then make it happen.
I feel like we may have ruined your future in climbing. I can't imagine you going to a Craig. I can't imagine you going to a Craig ever again and people not being like, yo, Dylan, like, to help me out. Like, you're just like, bring a couch with you to start doing some couples therapy.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if it was that good, but
I thought it was great.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. So I said at the end, I screwed up. So
in the bonus minutes too.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we at the very end, we always give our guests if there's something you want to plug or something you want to promote, if there's anything you want to say to the listeners, you're more than welcome to shout something out if there's something you want to do that for.
I'd just say like, I'm certainly forever grateful for Tension Climbing and Chalk Cartel for helping me really like get out there and like pursue my dreams these days. And like, thank you guys for the opportunity for doing this. This is like, I don't know, the idea to like, can I say the word now?
You can say it, we're done.
Okay. The idea to not talk about climbing. I was like, man, I really like, I hope that's not like hard for me. I hope I'm able to do it, but I feel like I got maybe on the line, like talking about like if someone has, you know, a passion that they can't let go, but
it's great.
We steered around it. Yeah. So that was super fun. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dylan. Thank you guys for listening. Dylan, thanks again for joining us. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Definitely.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers.